The hospital recently lost its Medicare certification due to ongoing safety concerns connected to the reported rape of a hospital worker by a patient. That loss could cost the hospital up to $1 million a month. But KDED's Secretary Kerry Bruffett told members of a legislative oversight committee that recertification would also be costly. It would require the state to spend millions of dollars on new staff and additional renovations. And she says it would prolong a controversial limit on patient admissions.
Part of the question for the agency and the administration and legislators and policymakers is, what's the trade-off for the bed capacity versus the federal funding that comes with certification?
Renovations done in response to an earlier federal inspection have taken 60 beds offline, limiting the hospital's capacity to 143 patients. That limit is stressing a state mental health system that many contend is already at the breaking point. I'm Jim McLean.